Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP.
Yes, sir.
Our pal Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5, will join us 9:45. Tell us if The Accountant 2 was worth seeing. Give us his take on the movies. But joining us right now to talk some NBA playoffs from Athlon Sports is Sean Devaney, NBA writer. What's going on, Sean?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Of the series that you've watched, which one was your favorite so far in this first round?
Well, I mean, the one that's still going on, the Clippers-Denver, that was always going to be a really good matchup. Mm-hmm. It looked after game three like the Clippers were really going to take control of that thing, and they probably should have. They are the better team, but they're also the Clippers, and we've just seen historically that things just kind of go that way. They go sideways for the Clippers more often than not. And we've seen that they had a good win, held on for a good win there in game six. So we'll get a game seven there. Kawhi Leonard's played much better. He's certainly at the beginning of the series, he was great. He's been a little bit down since then. But you've got the best player in the world, and that's Jokic on the floor. Going back to Denver, that series has been everything it was cracked up to be.
Denver's been in a bunch of game sevens in the last couple of seasons. I wanted to ask about James Harden in particular. He's got a rap as not being a clutch player in the playoffs. And we saw in game five, he barely took any shots. But then game six, it was like, you say that Jokic is the best player in the world, and I agree with that. But there are some times when James Harden's unbelievable.
Yeah, where he's just unstoppable, and for him in that game five, for him to take nine shots, it was bizarre, but it shouldn't be, right? Because we've seen it time and time again. You go back to that famous game six when he was in Houston against the Warriors, where he just was a no-show, and he's had a few of those, and it's bizarre how that happens. It's bizarre how a player of his caliber lets that happen. He's 35 years old now. It's kind of built into his legacy, but here, he's got a game seven where he can, at least kind of change that narrative somewhat. It's probably not going to be enough in a first round series to change the way James Harden is viewed by history. But at the same time, this is a team that's good enough to beat this Denver team, and this would be something where James Harden's got to go onto a hostile environment in Denver and really have an impact where he didn't last time out.
Sean, what were your takeaways from the Tyrese Halliburton's dad incident with Giannis? He's been banned from Pacers games for the quote foreseeable future at this point. Just an embarrassing incident there.
Yeah, it was. And, it's one of those things that these things happen and sometimes we get our hair on fire about these things. And you step back, it's look, Halliburton's dad apologized. Giannis kind of said, you know, shouldn't do that. It's disrespectful. But Giannis, thank God it was Giannis, by the way, because a lot of other superstars would not have had the restraint that Giannis did. So that kind of blew over. Tyrese Halliburton was quick to say, yeah, that's wrong. He shouldn't do that. And even though it wasn't, you know, the league that got involved, it was the team that kind of got in front of it and said, yeah, we're not going to allow him in here anymore. So I think that this will die down pretty quick. It certainly looked ugly at the time, but the reaction to it has been such that I think it'll diminish pretty fast.
Can you fill me in on what's going on with Curry's thumb and whether the Rockets are trying to pummel it?
Well, I mean, oddly enough, there's only one Rockets defender who really seems to be doing that, and that's Dylan Brooks.
Shocker.
I know that will shock no one, right? So Curry hurt his thumb back in January, and he's kind of dealt with it throughout, and he hurt it again right before the playoffs, and I think it was in the play-in. Is he in the play-in game, or was that last game before the play-in game? He hurt it right before the start of the playoffs. Jammed it again. It's swollen. It's a little gnarly, but he can play through it. He's wearing a splint, when he's not playing. So it's definitely bothering him. Obviously, we've seen him play. It hasn't affected his shooting. But if you're the Rockets, they're looking at that as that's a vulnerability on their best player, so we're going to try to take advantage of that. Now, the league allows you. Obviously, you can't hit a guy while he's shooting, but after the follow-through, if you make contact with the player's hand or arm, that's okay if you're following through as well. So what the Rockets have been doing is wait till Curry's done with his follow-through, Dylan Brooks in particular, and when his hand is down at that point, you can kind of follow through yourself and whack the thumb. And that's what we've seen Dylan Brooks do. How effective it is, I don't, it's hard to hit a moving target like that. But no question that they've got everything. They asked Brooks about it, and he didn't deny it. It's not illegal. He's definitely taking aim at that.
So the Knicks advance, man, it was tough to watch how the Pistons just kind of gave away multiple games in the last, few possessions, especially the way they lost game three, blowing that lead. Game four, obviously there was the non-foul call, but to blow that lead at home, and then obviously last night to blow that lead, they just couldn't. JB Bickerstaff's guys just couldn't figure out a way to close them out. I mean, they could have easily won all of those games. So your take on how that series ended, especially last night?
Yeah, I mean, experience matters. There are definitely instances where the talent will outweigh the lack of experience, but the Pistons aren't so overloaded with talent that they can overcome that, and I think it really showed. There was a point late in the game, where Cade Cunningham, Brunson had hit a layup, and the Knicks were there, and really the Pistons just needed one more basket. It seemed like they could have from there and kind of milked it. And Cunningham comes down, and he has a pretty good shot. He hits it off the. It's a shot he makes a lot, where he uses the backboard. Kind of goes high off the backboard, and he's got that shot pretty well down, but he missed it. And from there, that sets up Brunson, makes a three. So this is definitely an experience thing. And for a guy like Cade Cunningham, I think it's a very good learning experience. This Knicks team has been in a lot of playoff series the last couple of years, so they were definitely more prepared for it. The Pistons certainly look like a team to reckon with going forward. They need a little bit more, no question. But what we saw from Cade Cunningham, I think there's a lot of promise there. But the experience, they were lacking, and you really saw that at the end of these games, where the Knicks were just one step better because they've been there before.
Well, they also got the gift of not getting the foul call in game.
Gift.
It was a gift.
No question. But you could look at that game too and say, the Pistons probably shouldn't have been there. They probably should have had a bigger cushion at that point. They should have. That was a foul, and the league admitted it.
So, do you like Denver in Game 7 tomorrow at home?
It's hard to pick against them just because of that home court advantage and all that. but I just believe that the Clippers are the better team. It's really going to come down to, you know, if you watched last night, Nick Batum played 34 minutes. He defended Jokic pretty well. I mean, Jokic got his numbers, but he did a lot of fronting on Jokic, prevent the inbound pass, kind of force him into the corner a little bit, into an uncomfortable spot. So do the Clippers come back with that? Do they come back with a lot more Nick Batum? It's hard to believe that we're talking about Nick Batum as a deciding factor here in 2025. But, you know, he's been that good. And to do the Nuggets have an adjustment to that? I just think the Clippers are the better team, so I'm going to go with that. Tough to win in Denver, tough to win a game seven against a team that, like you said, has been there before. But I just think the Clippers are deeper and have more talent. I think ultimately the Clippers win. But, man, it's tough to pick against Denver at home.
What either team, they're going to face the Thunder, who are by far the best team in the league. Do you give any of those teams a chance to take down the Thunder?
No, I don't. Like I say, the Clippers, I think they have a lot more talent than they played up to. They have a very good coach in Ty Lue. They've got some players who just kind of let you down, though. That's I think the Clippers would have a better chance, but I just can't see. And, you know, we mentioned the experience factor before, and obviously Oklahoma City doesn't have that. They don't have the experience factor, but they have such an overwhelming level of talent. Alex Caruso does have some experience, obviously, so that helps. But I just think the talent level in Oklahoma City is enough to get over whatever deficiencies and inexperience they have. And that goes through this round, and 95% sure it'll go in the next round as well.
So Boston is a huge favorite over the Knicks to win that series, understandably so. Cleveland is a pretty big favorite to beat Indiana. I mean, Cleveland's regular season stats were ridiculous, leading the league in scoring, their point differential. Yeah. Point differential was crazy, but defensively they're not Boston, and certainly don't have the experience. You were talking about the experience. Boston probably will be favored. Do you think Boston should be, if they do face each other, which they probably will, do you think Boston should be favored over Cleveland?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that for everything that the Celtics sort of went through this year, they still managed a pretty good season. They did have a little bit of that championship hangover where they kicked some games away that they shouldn't have, but they just, it's hard to get up for it after you've just won a championship. So I do think the Celtics in the end will have the advantage. I'm curious to see about Jrue Holiday. Obviously didn't play the last few games there in Orlando. He's got a hamstring injury. I've heard that it's okay. If there had been a game six in the Orlando series, he would have played. So we'll see how he plays in that Knicks series, if that hamstring's still an issue, if it's something that he re-injures. Hamstrings can be very tricky, and Drew's not a spring chicken. So that's definitely something to watch. I don't think the Celtics can beat the Cavaliers down a man. I think that they've been able to do that throughout the playoffs the last couple of years, whether it's Porzingis, who was hurt a lot last year, or now Jrue Holiday. I don't think they can do that against Cleveland. Cleveland's too deep for that. Everybody's got to be 100%. They're still watching Jaylen Brown's knee, which was an issue coming to the playoffs. But if the Celtics are healthy, I think that that their talent level is just too much for Cleveland to keep up with.
Sean, we talked about this a little, I think, yesterday. How would you evaluate overall J.J. Redick's job that he did with the Lakers? He seemed awfully ornery, obviously, as the season progressed, and it kind of ended poorly for him, not in the way I'm certain that he wanted. And then I read comments this morning, that big headline, obviously, we need to be in championship shape. And well, every person on the planet knows he's talking about Luka, amongst others. Is there a rift there? Just kind of give us your overall take on that situation.
Yeah, look, he's a rookie coach. He had never coached before. And I think the argument that if you go back to last summer, the argument you could make against hiring him is, you know, you've got a 40-year-old superstar. Do you really want to live and die with a rookie coach making rookie mistakes? Mm-hmm. And that was to me the concern. And he made rookie mistakes in the playoffs, you know, and the stubbornness, you know, you can't afford to be stubborn in this job, not necessarily dealing with the media, you know, all that stuff. That's a bad look. He should not, you know, he should have handled himself a lot better in terms of, especially if you're going to be in LA, you're going to be on the spotlight. You've got to be able to handle yourself with a little more tact and a little more dignity and all that. But beyond that, you know, the stubbornness of just not putting Jackson Hayes in, even as Rudy Gobert is absolutely killing you, or coming out of left field and playing Alex Len. You know, I mean, just doing something different as you're getting killed, you know, on the boards, you got to make some adjustments. He didn't do that. Obviously, the decision in the previous game four, you know, playing five guys for 24 minutes straight. And not just that, but what gets lost in that is that they played Friday night. Luka was sick, stayed in bed all day Saturday, then ended up coming back and play Sunday afternoon. So it wasn't really 2 days off. I mean, they had, you know, a day and a half. That was a terrible decision. And then to not own it afterwards, you know, so all these things are rookie mistakes. So I think the thing is that I think he'll be okay and he'll make adjustments. I don't worry about his relationship with Luka. They were teammates in Dallas for a short while in 2021. They've got a good relationship. He can probably talk to Luka in ways that other coaches can't. But at the same time, yeah, you know, I mean, when you put a rookie coach in charge of a veteran team, you can't be surprised that that rookie coach winds up costing you in the playoffs.
Good stuff, Sean. Always appreciate you joining us. That's Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Athlon Sports. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Right. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Kind of a weird show that we haven't talked any Caps, because during playoffs, it's usually like every other day.
I feel like we're in a weird spot, not knowing when the next freaking match is.
Yeah, we're like in a holding pattern now.
But we did talk about them yesterday, that Carolina is actually the favorite in this series, according to odds makers. I put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. With zero carbonation, that means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. I'm curious how people will vote. You can vote at Junks Radio. Should the Capitals be the favorites in their second round series against the Carolina Hurricanes? I'll vote yes.
The one seed. I will throw a vote to yes as well. Being disrespected.
I don't know enough about it, but I don't know. I would say yes based on the seeding.
Based on the seeding, yeah.
And the regular season we had.
They split in the regular
season. How many wins did they have in a regular season?
Like it was a four-game difference.
What about points?
Yeah, that was a significant.
Yeah.
We were significantly ahead.
Yeah, because they have more overtime
wins
or whatever the heck it is.
All right, well, that's something.
Or a tie, whatever it is.
I mean, we're not even that good. We're terrible in shootouts. It's not like we got a
no
lot
more
of those.
Those are done.
I know those are done.
Carolina had 47.
I will say yes, it's disrespectful, but I am scared.
They had more overtime losses.
But I'm always scared.
That's what it is. The Capitals had more overtime losses,
so they got the extra
you still
point.
Get a point.
Yeah.
I'm always scared.
You're a scaredy cat.
I'm a scaredy cat.
I think that's your worst quality. It's just how scared
I don't
you
have
are
that
everything.
I don't have that arrogance for my teams, etc.
You're just so fearful.
I don't like to be disappointed.
Like someone so alpha like you.
I am
timid.
So alpha.
It's called
so
a healthy
timid.
Dose of paranoia.
I don't have arrogance for my team.
Actually,
teams.
You're not alpha anymore.
He has a lot of PTSD.
I think I'm alpha in life. I'm an extreme alpha male. I just have the testosterone raging out of my ears. But I just don't have the arrogance of my teams.
So you're a little scaredy cat.
I'm a scaredy cat, and I don't like heights.
And snakes.
Plenty of people don't afraid like of heights.
But by the way, next week is going to be a lot of Caps.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I mean, we don't know when they're going to start. I'm going to guess it's going to be Tuesday. But so if they're going to play Tuesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, Friday, it's going to be a lot of Caps next week.
Anyway, you can vote at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we have EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.